Good morning, a Monday morning, and that means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
I guess the big news today is that Governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo's powers to make executive orders as the pandemic swept through New York may be taken away in light of the state attorney general's report and the issue of the nursing home death count.
That's right. Last week, we saw the Senate, state Senate, begin to draft a bill that would change what has largely been the governor's ability to make or suspend any law in the state since last spring. The plan they're talking about would be to create a 10-person panel, bipartisan panel, but dominated by Democrats, that would have to review any governor's orders and would have a timetable on how to respond to those so that it wouldn't be delayed. Now, the Senate didn't actually produce the bill by Friday, so I don't know how soon we might see a vote. There's been talks with the state assembly, which has been more hesitant to talk about reining in the governor's powers because they say it's not practical because so many decisions have to be made very quickly. But there's been a growing sentiment in the assembly to do something after all of the clashes last week between the governor and most prominently Assemblyman Ron Kim of Queens. So we enter this week trying to see what will happen. Arguably, this might be one of the lowest points in the governor's relationship with the legislature since he took office 11 years ago.
Well, one of the things we didn't want to hear was that the South African variant has now been discovered in New York.
That's right. In the update of COVID statistics yesterday, it was revealed that a Nassau County resident on Long Island is believed to be the first New Yorker with the South African variant. Now, the medical community would tell you likely that more people have it if we know that one person has it. So they're on the lookout for that. On the good news, the test positivity rate is now below 3% over the weekend, and that's the first time it's hit that number since November 23rd. By comparison, on January 8th, the rate was more than 8%. And one other thing we're seeing kind of correlated to that positive rate going down is that state courts are going to resume jury selection for criminal and civil trials beginning March 22nd. Those had been stopped since November.
We've been speaking with Yancey Roy. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, we always appreciate it. Thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.